Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 451 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 111, Mr. Frank stomping his foot. I don't know whether I told them at the time I told about helping move the body. I told it to Mr. Scott, Mr. Black, Mr. Campbell, Mr. Starnes, and Mr. Dorsey. Mr. Starnes and Mr. Campbell wasn't in there sometimes when I told it. No, I didn't tell it to Mr. Scott and Mr. Black. They dropped the case, and Mr. Starnes and Mr. Campbell taken it up. They come down and was talking to me for a month or more in my cell. Yes, I told Mr. Black about Frank stomping his foot and Mr. Scott. I told them all about it. Yes, I told the detectives that the first party I saw going up the factory after I got back from Montag's was Miss Mattie Smith. That was a mistake. I didn't see Mr. Darley go up after I got back from Montag's. No, I didn't say yesterday that I saw him go up after I got back from Montag's. I don't know whether Mr. Darley saw me or not. I was sitting right there at the box. He could have seen me if he had looked. So could Miss Mattie Smith. The rest of them could have seen me if they had looked. Yes. I told the officers the first time I saw Chekhov was after I got back from Montag's. That was not so. I was mistaken about it. Don't know when I corrected the mistake or to whom. Yes, I stated it to Mr. Dorsey. It was after I came from jail. I have corrected it to Mr. Starnes and Mr. Campbell, too. It was about 11:30 when Mr. Darley left the factory, right after we got back from Montag's. It may have been about 11 o'clock. Miss Mattie Smith left the factory somewhere about 9:30. It was after we got back from Montag's that I saw Mr. Darley leave. Mr. Holloway and the peg-legged Negro went upstairs and come down before Mr. Darley left the factory. They could have seen me sitting on the box as they come out the factory. Mr. Holloway left about 10 or 15 minutes after Mr. Darley left. It may have been 111.